In Hong Kong today, authorities chipped away at a pro-democracy protest camp by removing barricades in front of an office building. Demonstrators have been cooperative, and police have so far left the center of the protest site intact. In the past, police had used force to try and clear protesters, but this time they acted under a court order and warned the protesters ahead of time. NPR's Frank Langfitt is in Hong Kong. I spoke with him earlier today when he was at the protest site, and I asked him what the scene was like there.
Well, it's kind of amazing. You know, we're in the eighth week here, and I don't think anyone ever expected there would be a big protest camp, and nothing like what we see now. I'm sitting here in the middle of an eight-lane highway, and it's been blocked now for a long, long time. There are over 2,000 tents. I think most of them, honestly, are empty, but it's an incredible street scene. It's a Tuesday night in Hong Kong, and there are at least 1,000 people out here. There are people giving speeches. There are kids in a study hall. I was just talking to some folks just down here around some tents, and they're making ink blocks, prints of the protest camp. So it's still going strong after all this time.
And even after all of the clearing that has been done today?
Yeah, the clearing was really interesting, Jeremy. I think some people expected that they would try to clear a lot of the camp. In fact, it was a very limited injunction from the court, and so they basically cleared an area around a building just on the edge of the protest zone. And there were hundreds and hundreds of people there. It was very quiet. The protesters actually are really, really on their best behavior. They were helping actually remove some of the barricades and remove some of the tents. So basically, the government kind of cut off a slice of the protest camp, but it's still a very, very big area.
And Frank, remind us, because this has now been going on for more than 7 weeks now that there have been protesters there in Hong Kong, what exactly they're asking for, and have they gotten any of what they're asking for?
It's funny, you know, we covered these kinds of demonstrations before in other countries, pro-democracy demonstrations, and I would say that the demands here are very, very clear, clearer than in a lot of places, and that is they want open and free democratic elections like you have in the West, and the government has said no way. And the real reason the government has said no way is because the government in Beijing, the Communist Party, is saying there's just no way they can accept this. And for a couple of reasons. One is that there's an election for the chief executive here in 2017. I think the Communist Party is very concerned if anybody ever got that job who didn't like the Communist Party, it would be an enormous headache. The other concern is if Hong Kong were to go really democratic, what's to say 10 years from now one of the provinces in China says, hey, they do it in Hong Kong, why can't we? So it's a real, real stalemate here. I don't think that the protesters here really know where to go next.
Although the protesters would say this was the deal that was agreed to when the British handed Hong Kong over to China. It was supposed to be one country, two systems.
It is. And I think the concern here is that increasingly some people, especially younger people in Hong Kong, feel it's looking more like one country, one system. And it's a system that they really don't like at all. There is a rejectionist aspect to this that's very interesting. You have a lot of the people who are out here are in their late teens, early 20s. Many of them grew up under Chinese rule after the handover in 1997. And yet they don't like the Chinese government. And so the Chinese government, one of the things it has to think about is, what does it do politically? Can it win people over here? Because right now, certainly a lot of the young people are very dissatisfied.
Frank, we know President Obama was just on a trip to Asia, and he did make a stop in China. How is the U.S. involved in what's going on here?
Well, publicly, they have said, and President Obama said this when he was in Beijing, that this is an issue that they think is for the Chinese people and for the Hong Kong people to resolve. He said that the United States, of course, because of the values of the United States, they respect the right of people to be able to express their opinions. But he really did not weigh in on this issue. And it was very interesting because I can remember many, many years ago being in Beijing covering President Clinton. It was a very different era. And President Clinton actually took the president of China, then Jiang Zemin, to task over Tiananmen Square and told him publicly on television, said, you're on the wrong side of history. A lot has happened since then. China's become much wealthier, much more powerful. The United States has had a couple of wars and a financial crisis. And you could I could feel a little bit in Mr. Obama's sort of very careful answer that you could feel some of the power dynamics has shifted between the two countries, that the United States has a lot of other things on its plate, and it doesn't seem, at least, as though this is something it wants to make a big issue.
NPR's Frank Langfitt joining us from the protest site in Hong Kong today. Frank, thank you.
Happy to do it, Jeremy.